Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hi, everybody. Jeff Joniak with ChicagoBears.com. And this week's Keys to the Game, the Bears and the New York Jets at the Meadowlands. And we're in the Chicago Bears Network studios here at Hallis Hall, so let's dig right in. A point of emphasis this week will be to get the running game purring again. Struggles in Santa Clara were disappointing to players and coaches. Overall, 15.2% of the Bears' rushing attempts this season have gone for negative yards, the fourth worst in the league. That doesn't include a couple of kneel downs by Jay Cutler. Those 35 attempts reflect the second fewest in the league as well, and the lowest percentage of running plays at 28.9. However, the Bears were playing from behind against Buffalo and San Francisco. Blocking the Jets 3-4 demands some good technique and toughness. Three linemen on their two-deep chart weigh in excess of 340 pounds, and the starting trio plus the two outside backers average a pretty good size. There could be opportunities in the passing game, though, for Jay Cutler. The Jets rotated four cornerbacks in last week's loss to the Packers with limited success. The Bears right now lead the NFL with 21 completions of 4 yards or more on first down. However, preparing for all sorts of blitzes, particularly on third and 7 to 10 yards to go when the Jets have blitzed 75% of the time, is also critical. Over to defense, and stopping the Jets' running game will be an important job for the Bears. The Jets own the number one rushing offense in the league with 358 yards on 35.5 carries per game and 5.04 yards per carry. They're also tied for third in the league with Seattle in runs of 4 yards or more with 33. Chris Ivory is a beast, and Chris Johnson is still explosive for a slick 1-2 punch. On first down, the Jets average 5.5 yards. Pretty good. Second-year quarterback Geno Smith can extend plays with his feet, but it appears he's much more efficient and productive when he gets rid of the ball quickly and finds a rhythm. When it breaks down, his success rate dips. Only 10 of the Jets' 59 first-down pass plays have produced 4 yards or more. Finding and molding a core group of special teamers is still a work in progress. Changes are being made, reflective in roster moves this week. Opportunity knocks at multiple spots, including the return game. Improved field position is the goal on kickoffs, and Rashad Ross could be in the mix after his promotion from the practice squad. Ross ran a 4.35 40 coming out of Arizona State in 2013 with good explosion numbers. He averaged 32 yards on 4 preseason returns with the Redskins this summer before his release. He's also been on the practice squads of the Chiefs and Titans and returned 2 kicks for touchdowns in college. Sonoris Perry has returned only 2 of 11 kickoffs, marred by indecisiveness coming out of the end zone. Rookie Pat O'Donnell's net average of 34 yards a punt ranks 30th in the league, so there's much to clean up in all phases of the special teams units after a disappointing performance against the 49ers. This will be the second of 4 road trips in 5 weeks for the Bears, brutal for any team. Compartmentalizing each week is Mark Trestman's plan to conquer the task. It's the only way, really. In a span of 9 days, beating the 49ers in their new stadium on national television on the West Coast to facing the Jets in New York on national television on the East Coast is a test that challenges the Bears in every way. But the collective resolve to overcome a 17-point deficit against a respected opponent 1 week fuels the bid to do it again Monday night against the Jets. In other words, how the Bears finished, how they got the job done, could pay dividends for the rest of the season. And that's this week's Keys to the Game. Bears and Jets, 4:30 pregame, 7:30 kickoff on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Hope you enjoyed this week's Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.